The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, one of the very useful areas to become mindful of is our thinking. A number of reasons for that. One reason is that many people spend a lot of time thinking. And so it's good to get to know it and to understand it. If thinking goes on unattended to, if we think without really being aware of what we're doing when we think, our thinking sometimes will unduly influence our lives, and all kinds of problems can happen. For meditation, thinking is the thing that most often takes people away from the present moment, makes it hard to be present. And so learning a wise relationship to thinking, learning the territory of thinking can be very useful. Sometimes when meditation instructions are given that simply say, let go of your thoughts and come back to your breathing, it can be very good instructions. But what happens with that instruction is that it's very easy then not to learn anything about what goes on in thinking. It's kind of like you have a house with four rooms, and you've been living in three rooms, and someone tells you, whenever you're going to go into that fourth room, just don't go in. Just don't go in, you know, and because it's not useful to go in there. And so you never learned about that room in your house because you never go in. You know there's a room there, but, you know. So our thinking is like a whole part of our world. And there's a lot going on there. It's a lot to understand and to study and be aware of. So it's an interesting thing to take it into what goes on. But for the purposes of meditation, we want to learn about thinking so that thinking doesn't get the upper hand, so we don't get lost in thought. Or thinking doesn't keep us agitated and caught up in, you know, the world of thinking. So it's useful to distinguish different kinds of thinking that we do. And over a course of a day in different situations, thinking has different ways of thinking, different kinds of thinking. And probably each person has their own variety of ways of thinking, so I'm not going to say there's any one way it has to be. But there is a kind of thinking that's sometimes called the discursive thinking. And discursive thinking is having a discussion, that's how I understand it, a conversation. Whether it's with another person or just with yourself, it's thinking about some complicated story and reviewing the story, telling the story, telling a fantasy. It's having a whole discussion. It's having a whole, explaining something to someone. Some people spend a lot of time in thinking, explaining themselves, justifying why they did something 20 years ago, and explaining why they did it, or explaining, you know, all kinds of stuff. So discursive thinking is more conversational. It's like you're having a conversation in your head that goes on. And that tends to be kind of thinking that disconnects us to ourselves, even though it's very compelling, and kind of that's where many people's center of gravity is. It feels like you're really involved in important things. It's not very embodied, it's not very centered and grounded to do a lot of discursive thinking. And then there are the kind of thinking that is more to do about what's happening in the present moment. And it's where it might be, the most simple form of it would be describing of what the experience is. It's like a naturalist taking field notes in the field. Oh, you know, there's an itch that my mind is thinking. I'm thinking about yesterday. I seem to have a lot of energy for my thinking about yesterday. And now there seems to be some emotions connected to it, and those emotions I feel in my body. So it's kind of more descriptive of what's happening. It's kind of like describing where the attention is going in the present moment and what the present moment is, you know, you're seeing in the present moment. And it's not like a big conversation. It's not like a big discussion and justification or fixing. It's just very simple in the present moment, you know, describing what's going on. And then there's a kind of thinking that is dreamlike, kind of wisp in the mind, you know, dreamlike images, dreamlike the thoughts and ideas just come and go, and the mind is very relaxed, perhaps, and this kind of floats through, and you're kind of, you know, just very, and sometimes it's very easy to let it just float by, and sometimes because of the mind, because of the pleasantness of that kind of thinking, sometimes those are very easy to get, you know, swept away and kind of, you know, get pulled into there and just wander off with those very pleasant, nice thoughts going on. The first type, discursive thinking, or should I say it this way, that some people have the idea that in meditation you're supposed to have a silent mind, just stop the thinking entirely. And there are times when thinking seems to stop or does stop, and it can be very enjoyable, very meaningful, very helpful sometimes to have those experiences. But if you set up a non-thinking mind as the goal of meditation, then you probably shortchange your mindfulness practice, and you set up an expectation of something that should be that's different than what's happening. And you don't have to stop thinking in order to do the meditation. And also, most people don't have a mute button in their brain. You know, we wish you'd be to just that, find that button, you say, you know, stop, you know, turn it off, and then you can have a nice, serene mind, no thoughts whatsoever. I don't think anybody has found the mute button in that way. But it is possible to change the channel. And so this is a skill that's worth developing. So you recognize there are the different kinds of thinking, different ways of thinking, the ways you think. And then you can see that some ways of thinking are not that useful, and you don't want to keep doing it. And it's possible to change the channel, like maybe dial down to or something, to lower channel frequency or something. And so like if it's a lot of discursive thinking, a lot of planning, and a lot of repeating the same history of your life over and over again, explaining yourself to someone, justifying yourself, whatever it might be, you can, realize that that kind of thinking is kind of disconnected, it's agitated, it's a little spinning around a lot, I'm up in my head a lot, I'm not really connecting my body. Maybe there's a way of relaxing or settling or stopping to do that. And it's not such a, not as a high, to stop all thinking is too high a bar. But maybe that kind of thinking you can let go of. And, you know, I don't have to have a conversation right now. I don't have to have a whole story explaining what's going on right now. And so how do you dial that down? Maybe by, you can relax. Sometimes you can soften the tension, the pressure that's in the head that's connected to that thinking. Sometimes you can feel the energy of that kind of thinking and take a moment just to feel the energetics of it and let it settle. Sometimes you take a few moments to study what that kind of discursive thinking is about for you. Get to know it better. What are you doing when you have discursive thinking? And some people will find that their mind is jumping around a lot. And you feel like, you know, it's jumping. Some people are really scattered when they think. Just one topic, another topic is jumping around. Some people, it's fast and furious. They're thinking very quickly. Sometimes there's a kind of leaning forward with thinking. Sometimes it's like, you have to think because you're about to fall over the edge. You know, it's like dire things are going to happen. You have to think and solve it. Or sometimes thinking is a way of disconnecting to what's going on. So you could feel like kind of pulling back into the thoughts, so you can kind of safe back there. So you can feel the energetics. You can feel kind of the attitude, or feel something what's going on with that discursive thinking, that might give you a clue about how to dial down, how to shift gears with what you're thinking. So if you're all jumping around and scattered in your thoughts, maybe changing the channel is to come into your body and feel more grounded. Come to a more grounded, centered place. So center yourself, maybe. If you find that you're leaning forward or pulling back, maybe there's a way, even physically in your brain, kind of feel like you're settling in into the center of gravity, kind of plumb line, just being here. If you are, if there's just a lot of energy going on, just to feel all the agitated energy, maybe what's needed is to dial down or change the channel, is to take a while and bring attention and just hold the energy. Don't worry about what you're thinking about. Just hold very gently the energy of all the thinking that goes on, the agitation, the place where there's pressure or tension, or the place in your body seems really activated with all the thinking. Maybe it's the head, maybe it's the top half of the head. And just hold it in awareness. You can't underestimate how valuable it is sometimes just to let things be, but let them be in the embrace of your awareness. You have to kind of be with it. And then see what happens. Maybe all the need, maybe then it begins to unwind. But that also maybe steps you back to being more observer of it, more, rather than being caught in that. So the idea of finding a way to switch gears, to switch channels. So you might still be thinking, and the thinking you pick up, maybe sometimes it's good to pick up a different kind of thinking. So it might be useful to then pick up the descriptive thinking of what's happening in the present moment. You can't stop your thinking, but you can maybe start thinking in a different way. And so you might having descriptions of what's actually your present moment experience. So field notes. Oh, and now this is happening, now this is happening, now this is happening. And that at least brings, you're still thinking, but just it brings you into the present moment more and keeps you there. And then you get curious about what's here, what's going on. And then after a while, you can, if you get, you know, that helps you get more centered, more here, then you can start having spaces between the descriptions and explore the gaps between your thoughts. You can't stop the thinking, but maybe you can have a little pause before you pick up the next sentence, the next thought. And one great way to do it sometimes is to, as you exhale, let go, let your thought just kind of fade away. Whatever you're thinking, and exhale, let it just fade away. The image I use for children, teaching them meditations, is it's like a soap bubble, a thought bubble, and just let it float away. As you breathe out, that whatever you're thinking about floats away. It'll come back, you know, soon enough, another bubble. But then there's maybe a momentary little gap, a little pause. Just appreciate that pause between your thoughts. Don't be kind of, you know, and that breaks the enchantment with your thinking and what you want to do. Find a place to rest there. The other thing that's interesting to do with thoughts is to be aware of the emotions that are connected to your thinking. And sometimes when there's a lot of thinking going on, one way to change the channel is to stop focusing on what the content of your thoughts are and focus more on the emotional feeling or the attitude that's behind the thoughts, that's supporting the thoughts, that's fueling the thoughts. And see if that can be held in the embrace of awareness. You don't have to, no emotion needs to be seen as wrong. And maybe no emotion needs to be seen as something to be fixed. But it is something to hold in the embrace of your awareness, of your mindfulness, to hold it there and see what happens. So what I'd like to suggest today is that maybe you can't stop your thinking, but there are choices you can make within this whole territory of thinking. Thinking is not a unitary, singular thing. As you start studying and get to know how it works for you, there are different kinds of thoughts, there are different sensations and energies and feelings connected to the thinking. And maybe there's ways of changing the channel, switching the gears, changing how you think in the range of ways in which you think. So you don't have to just continue thinking the way you are, because if you let go of your thought and you're still thinking the same way, it'll just keep grabbing you. But if you kind of take in and recognize how you're thinking and get familiar with it over time, maybe over months, then at some point, you can learn how to switch the channels and realize enough of that. I don't need to do that anymore. I'll give you, the last thing I'll say about this is that When I first sit down to meditate, pretty much every time, I don't make it a big point to let go of my thoughts. I often focus on my breathing as a center, and I just kind of let my thoughts be in the background. I don't really, you know, too concerned about them. And there's plenty of time they come into the foreground, and I don't mind. when I can, I come back to the breath or let go and all that. But after a period of time, I don't know how long it is, so some period of time, 5-10 minutes into the sitting, there comes this wonderful moment for me where there's more clarity in the mind or more clear recognition. I don't need to do this anymore. This is not interesting anymore. Enough of this thinking. Somehow it's gotten clear, the atmosphere has gotten clear enough. And it seems like a very natural thing, just like an obvious thing. Oh, okay, enough of this. And then I've learned at that point I can change the channel and just let certain kinds of thinking just recede and fade away. My thinking doesn't stop, but then the thinking becomes much more supportive of the meditation and much closer to meditation, or becomes much more subtle. And then again, I can leave it in the background and it doesn't disturb what's going on for me. So I hope that your world of thinking is something that you can study and learn from, and learning about it, become wiser. Thank you.